views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Want to welcome you. Welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Having a little problem with my little black thing that comes on here. I got to tighten it up. Okay, there we go.
That was very technical of you.
Very technical
little
of
black
me.
Black thing.
Yeah. What do we call that thing?
Those would be those are nuts, and those are actually
a nut and a bolt.
Well, kind of. Okay. I mean, if you want to get really technical.
Okay. So the little black thing that comes in front of the microphone in the studio here. What is that called? This is what do you call it? Spit green screen. I don't know what you call it, but I remember you telling me like 11 years ago what it was. It's a windscreen.
Yeah. It's to reduce your P's and S's for plosive and sibilance.
Yeah. It just reminded me of a scenario of what happens when you wear pantyhose that don't stay up and you just constantly
never had that
pulling
problem.
Them up.
Never
yeah,
had that
all
problem.
The time. It's one of the most annoying things on the planet
for us women. I get
when
it.
You're having that pantyhose issue.
Right.
It's really, really quite annoying. It's the same thing when this thing slides down. And so what I do is I start to talk into the little black screen instead of the microphone. Oh, way too much information.
I don't think so. Not for this show.
Oh, but I have to tell you, it's about the show. We're talking about, thank you, thank you, we are, the Empowered Self series with my co-host, Dr. Friedman Chow. Part 10, Healthy Boundaries Start From Within. Oh, my goodness, do they ever. But, you know, sometimes for many of us, we don't even know what they are. You know, first of all, setting boundaries is something that is one of the most uncomfortable things to do if you do not have any training in it. And, you know, I can't wait to hear what he has to say about this. Actually, he's been on here a lot of times with us, and I've never heard him talk about this topic. So I cannot wait till he's finished writing the book he's writing or whatever he's doing on this, because this has got to be a good 2 to 3 chapters in the book. And we're talking about healthy boundaries here. You know, so for those of you that don't know who Dr. Friedman Chow is, you know, he is amazing. Let me just start by saying that. He works with people all over the world. And, you know, what is it that's in your life that is, you know, preventing you, keeping you stuck? You know, are you in the fear and anxiety vibration of things? Well, you know, his award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will help you with that. But he's also the founder of Cellular Wisdom. It's a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. And, you know, for him, it has been a passion and a purpose, you know, to help people move beyond the beyond, you know, move into places in their lives, you know, where they wish they were accelerating and they're not. You know, they're actually, they have the gear in reverse. As a matter of fact, I had that happen in my car the other day. I thought I was going forward and I actually had the thing not going forward in reverse. And the only reason I knew I had it in reverse is because now in the car that I have, the little picture comes up with the thing that says, oh, you're now going in reverse. But what would have happened if I didn't see the little picture and I thought I was going forward and I hit the reverse? What the heck is going on? But today you get to chat with him and we get to hear about the role that boundaries play in our lives. And they do play a role. You know, there are boundaries that you can't even imagine that you are in need of setting. You know, there are boundaries at work. There are boundaries at play. You know, there are boundaries in the supermarket that you shop in. But yet, why is it we let people cross boundaries? What is it about us that allows us to take in other people's issues, other people's energies, other people's people? What is that that goes on? Dr. Friedman Schaub is my co-host today. And if you want to find out more about him, And I want to just say this to everybody out there. You know, you can go to Cellular Wisdom, and that is something he's created. It, you know, the fabulous breakthrough program. But more importantly, you can call him anytime for a free phone consultation. 866-903-6463. 866-903-6463. And get in the queue to change your life. Dr. Schaub, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here, Friedman.
Thank you. Thank you. Was looking forward to it.
Well, this is an interesting topic, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you know, personally, I certainly had my fair share of problems with boundary settings. And so it's a topic dear to my heart. But I also think it's a topic that a lot of people are struggling with, not really knowing actually not only what boundary setting is, they don't actually know what boundaries are.
Right.
You know, what are my boundaries? Where do they start? Where do they end? And all those kind of questions we want to tackle today.
Well, I mean, I think you're bringing up a good point. I mean, if we don't learn at some level, wherever we are in life, if we're not taught what a boundary is, then we don't even recognize when our boundaries are being violated, right? So is that the
Absolutely.
First step to really figure out what a boundary is?
Well, I think that's definitely one of the most important first steps to recognize, you know, what are my boundaries that I actually can feel good about. You know, boundaries have a lot to do how we relate to ourselves. And so there are people that don't have any boundaries because they don't really feel that they deserve to have boundaries, deserve to say no, deserve to simply stand up for themselves or push people that are getting too close to them a little bit further away. That has a lot to do with this confidence within on whether you have an awareness of your boundaries or not. And then there is, of course, also, you know, how we grew up, because boundaries is something that we learn. And when you learn from just observing the people around you having no boundaries whatsoever or expect you to have no boundaries, then it's hard to actually, you know, imagine what that would be like, because that that programming early in our lives never really has happened.
And, you know, what's interesting about this, and we should probably set the stage for this, is that, you know, the conversation of boundaries comes up because it is a conversation about the various relationships we have in life. And many of us think, oh, well, wait a minute, I'm not in a relationship, Dr. Friedman, Pat. But that is not true. Every day we are in relationship with something, unless we're living on our own planet. Or we're so isolated. But even then, we have a relationship with nature or wherever we are. So relationships are not specifically just about that loved one you have. Doesn't it go broader than that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you talk about boundary invasion, it can happen, you know, at the coffee shop. It can happen when you're in the, you know, in the checkout line. It can happen when you... you know, just are in traffic driving along and, you know, somebody shows you the finger, and all of those things can be potentially boundary invasions where simply your integrity and that, you know, that limit of how you want to be treated is broken. So, yes, I mean, unless you're living in a separate planet, even then, because part of the boundaries that most people are overlooking are the boundaries with yourself. And how many times do we break our own boundaries? And what I mean with them is where we are actually having a certain commitment to ourselves. You know, even when you're saying, I really want to get healthy and I will not actually skip going to work out today. And then once again, you find yourself actually not on the treadmill, but in the checkout line with a big pint of ice cream. And that's what you actually call your workout. That's breaking your own boundary. So boundaries are very important for us to distinguish the framework in which we live in.
You know, part of looking at boundaries, isn't part of this looking what our limits are? And maybe we should define what I mean by limits, right? I mean, I'm not talking limitation. I'm talking limits. You know, what are we you know, where do we draw a line in the sand? You've heard that, right? Draw the line in the sand. You know, sometimes, I know in my life, I've drawn that line in the sand way too late in the game. You know what I mean? But the good news is I actually did draw it in the sand. This is really a skill we have to learn, isn't it?
Well, it's also a skill of flexibility because the boundaries shift and change, or they are supposed to shift and change depending on who we are with and what the context of the situation is. You know, for example, when I work with clients, there are times when clients are projecting their anger onto me. And, you know, it's not always pretty. It can happen. Not very often, but it can happen. And then it's not for me necessarily to, you know, do the same as if, you know, someone like a good friend would all of a sudden out of the blue start to, you know, rant at me, or if a stranger that I don't even know would all of a sudden, you know, call me names. I mean, there are different boundaries that would be appropriate in different situations. And so we want to be aware of that our boundaries can be flexible. You know, when you're close to someone, of course, your boundary is going to be different. And you're going to also understand more where this person comes from. But, you know, when you are maybe, you know, again, as I said, somewhere in public and someone is simply just treating you disrespectfully, you know, you're in a restaurant and the waiter just continuously either ignores you, which is a form of your boundary, which is the expectation also to be treated with a certain level of respect, is broken through being ignored, there is, it's perfectly okay then to step up and say something about that.
Well, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Dr. Friedman Chaub joining me here today. If you want to find out more about him, you could go to cellularwisdom.com, or you can go to the fearandanxietysolution.com. And we've got a special gift for those of you, and we're going to tell you how to actually receive this gift in a minute. When we come back, we're going to talk about healthy boundaries. What are the healthy ones and what are the not so healthy ones? And then, you know, who are the people that, you know, have the challenges with boundary setting? You know, who has challenges with respecting boundaries of others? It is really an exchange. And thank goodness Dr. Friedman Chaub is here to talk about it. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Can't keep up with my rhythm, though. They keep trying too quick for the lines they throw. I walk to the sound of my own drum. It goes, they go, we go. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here we go. Feeling in my soul. Really need
me. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. My co-host joining me here today, the Empowered Self series, with Dr. Friedman Chow. This is part 10, Healthy Boundaries Start From Within. For those of you out there, if you want to call in with your questions for Dr. Friedman, please go ahead and do it. Are you having any trouble with boundaries? Is there something going on? Does your boss cross boundaries? How about your partner? Would you want some help defining them? You can always call us during the show at 1-800-930-2819, and we'll take your call and or your question. If you don't want to come on air, please feel free to give Benny your question. Dr. Friedman, let's talk about this, healthy boundaries, what they are and what they're not. And then who are the people that have challenges with setting boundaries?
You know, I think healthy boundaries are very individual because it has a lot to do with your comfort zone. You know, what are you comfortable in? And, you know, I think there are general rules of how we should interact with each other and limits that need to be respected. But rather than really defining a healthy boundary, I think it's important to actually start looking at how can boundaries get broken, because I think that's where people most struggle with, that they don't even, as we said at the beginning, realize that the boundary has been broken. And I think there are three levels of how boundaries can be invaded. And the first one is, of course, the most aggressive one, or the direct one, when, you know, somebody has verbally or emotionally or even physically you abused. I mean, that's a no-brainer. That is certainly an invasion of your boundary and your integrity. But then there's also the boundaries breaking where people always seem to somehow expect you to be there for them. I mean, we all know those people that call you at, 2 o'clock in the morning and talk about their latest breakup, and or they bombard you with probing questions, and although you're obviously uncomfortable answering them, they still don't stop. They don't take no for an answer, or they just never really give you your privacy and always have some expectations for you to fulfill their needs. And if you don't, then they punish you with rejection or blame. So these are basically people that are not really respecting your boundaries. They don't even see your boundaries. And by continuously acting this way and simply not really changing their behavior towards you, they basically only leave you with a choice to either avoid them, to give in, or maybe have really a boundary with them, which most people, at the beginning at least, are not really able to do. And then there are the more subtle ways of boundary invasion, which I think a lot of people don't really realize. And these are the ways where, let's say you're just starting to feel good about yourself, and you talk about this with your friends or your family, but somehow they don't really like those changes. And somehow they make remarks of, well, are you sure it's going to last? Is this really the right thing? Do you really want to change your job or, follow your passion? Or maybe there are people that, just roll their eyes when you share something personal and your interests get immediately squashed by their reaction. And, you know, there are the people also that really get a kick out making fun of you, you know, all in a very jovial way.
Yeah.
But still, it is actually something where it leaves you often maybe quieter or smaller or more embarrassed. And you know, something happened that, you know, broke the boundary and you were treated with a certain sense of disregard and disrespect. And then the third way of boundary breakdown is probably the most subtle one. But that's the one where people actually are taking on, and you mentioned this at the beginning, taking on other people's emotions and problems and energies. And maybe at times when you feel really sensitive and you go into the masses, into the mall, and you feel afterwards really, you know, either very stressed and overwhelmed or completely drained and tired, that you actually have been absorbing energies that are not yours. So there, your boundaries certainly were not firm enough, your energetic boundaries, and you have absorbed that, what was not yours, and then you're taking that baggage with you. There, nobody actually wanted to break your boundaries. In that case, your boundaries were simply too porous or too open or not even existent to take on everything that everybody else is feeling. And, you know, this sounds sometimes for people a little esoteric because they're saying, well, what are you talking about? Energy picking up, absorbing, I'm not a sponge. But there are actually studies. There was a study that showed that people do smell other people's stress and fear.
Yeah.
That is something that we are unconsciously taking on, and that is all happening on the unconscious level. So this is not something far-fetched. We are, when we're not careful, we are able to tune into other people's energies, and we find ourselves all of a sudden enmeshed with them. And in some ways, maybe even entangled and lost because we are not really feeling ourselves anymore.
Well, you know, I mean, this is something that, you know, you mentioned the word feeling several times, so I want to jump right to that. Sometimes in our mind, we don't know, right? We can't logically figure it out, right? But when we tap in to our emotions, something happens. And we get an information. We sort of get this emotional hit that something's not exactly right. How do we go from that emotional hit to having the mental, you know, awareness to know that, oops, I don't really like what just happened there?
I think that's a really, really excellent point because our emotions are this inner compass. They are certainly, you know, in some ways, like the most sensitive device within us that tells us whether something is right or wrong for us. And so when you, for example, have been, you know, the first, the more direct or aggressive level of boundary invasion, when you just experience that, usually what you feel is very small and very powerless. And if you feel something like that after an interaction, a light bulb needs to go up and say, okay, something happened. I must have given my power away. Someone must have just, you know, put their, you know, negativity or their anger onto me, and I just basically, again, let it happen. The second one, the more subtle ones, often you feel a little bit more insecure. You feel maybe ashamed of yourself for no really reason, and you feel, in comparison to others, not really as good. And in both cases, the natural tendency is for us to hide out and to just not really engage in those situations anymore. And the third one, you know, the emotions are maybe mostly overwhelm and really tiredness and sometimes agitation as well. But that's also then where you know, okay, I just left the house. I felt fine. I went to the store. I come back. And everything feels different. So. Just having this awareness about, you know, the changes that happen after those interactions, whether they were personal and direct or impersonal in a crowd, really help you to realize my boundaries have issues. I don't really have healthy boundaries, and there is something for me to work on.
Yeah, and part of this really is how it affects our lives. And I know we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about the different levels of some of these boundary issues, these invasions, things that go on. And then, you know, the tools for setting healthy boundaries. You know, Dr. Friedman, I think we have to chat for just a minute about how not knowing or having healthy boundaries affects our lives. Because if we don't really stop for a minute and say in the practical world, this is what happens when we don't set healthy boundaries, we're not going to really be able to connect the dots. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, on a very practical level, look at any kind of abusive, dysfunctional relationship. There's always one person who is the invader, the perpetrator, and another person who isn't really capable of setting boundaries towards that person. And you know what happens? It's creating a vicious cycle. But this can also happen at work, where if you feel like that you're always the one who says yes to your manager's demands, or your colleagues are basically putting their work onto your desk, and you're simply saying, okay, I'll do it, what happens is not only that you become overworked, but what happens is that you actually lose confidence and trust in yourself, and others lose, therefore, also confidence and respect for you. Having no boundaries always ends up somehow in a place where ultimately the person who has no boundaries feels really pushed into a very smaller version of oneself.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, where, you know, for some people that's a moment of turnaround.
Yeah.
For some people that's the reason to feel anxious, dealing with chronic depression, chronic insecurity. It is a very serious issue to address.
Well, it's a serious issue to address. And I love what you said about how it makes us feel smaller and then how that reality of feeling smaller manifests or plays out in our lives. And, you know, it's really interesting when we're driving down the freeway, right? It's actually happened to me today. Drive down a freeway, and all of a sudden you're driving, and you're just driving, 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 and there you go, and all of a sudden somebody cuts you off. They cut you off. You realize in that moment that something just happened that doesn't feel good. And maybe you were afraid at that moment, but then you get angry. Then you think, you had no right to cut me off like that. You had no right to drive me, you know, to that. And it goes on and on. I had a situation where about a month ago, I was in a grocery store, and it didn't, you know, I was in a line, but the line over to me, this guy was in a super, super hurry, right? And he had like one item. I don't know what it was, like, a, you know, some kind of energy drink. And he went and he literally asked the people in line if he could get ahead of them because he was in a hurry. One woman said no. And he proceeded to put his stuff down on the, what do you call it, to get ahead of her. And it was fascinating to watch the dynamic of that in the store, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was really
mm-hmm.
fascinating to watch him as he went and he started to ask people. But then when he couldn't get any further in the line, the action he took. But what was more interesting, what actually happened in the store. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the levels. We're going to talk about what do you do to set them? And most importantly, are you willing to stand up for yourself? I mean, this is really, I think, what we're talking about here. Do you actually think you're worth standing up for yourself? Let's take a short break. Dr. Friedman Chow, we'll be right back.
Nothing but a waste of time. I never wanted to be anybody's other half. I was happy seeing out of love, it wouldn't last. That was the only way I knew
to love. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You make me wanna say I do, yeah, I do. Cause every time before it's been like maybe yes and maybe no, I can live without it.
Hey everybody, welcome back. I like that, welcome back. I actually called into a radio show today, Benny, and I had, you know, it was with a host that had a real Southern drawl.
And wasn't
I got
here.
I got back into my old Southern drawl.
Uh-oh. Well, I know. Like, people have been known to step right back into it.
I was right back in it. You would have thought, where is she from? Well, I don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm going to let Dr. Friedman Chaub help me with my multiple personalities. If you want to find out more about him, go ahead and go to TheFearAndAnxietySolution.com. TheFearAndAnxietySolution.com. We're going to talk about these level of boundary invasions in a moment. But before we do, Dr. Friedman, you have something special, special gift for everyone. Can you tell folks about it and then how they can receive it?
Yeah, you know, I think we can work on boundaries on all different levels, for sure, discovering them and speaking up and all these things we'll talk about. But there's also then this, just having the energy of a boundary clearly as an experience and a visual around you. And this is often the first and most important step to take. So I have a guided meditation for anyone who is interested that I will send you a link to. You can listen to it. You send simply an email to us at info@thefearandanxietysolution.com. And we will send you the link to that 15 minutes long guided visualization that's going to help you to become more aware of how to actually create boundaries, especially if you feel sensitive or maybe even overly sensitive and you have trouble to distinguish between yourself and others. But I want to actually know from you what happened in the store, because that story isn't finished.
Well, you know, it's interesting, as you are an observer, right? This wasn't even in my line. Dr. Chaub, it wasn't even in my line. But that doesn't mean that we weren't affected by it, right? And this is why I'm bringing it up, because we do operate in the world, and whether it's happening to us personally, we do project and we do feel things that are going on, especially in the proximity of this was close. And so what I observed was very, very interesting. What I observed is the person at the register, the checkout person, not knowing what to do. Now here you had a boundary invasion, the person that was directly affected, and then the intermediary who had to make a decision. He was so right there in the moment of, what do I do? Do I take this guy who's now put his one item down in front of the woman who had maybe like six, seven things? Do I do that? And what is happening with all of the other people now in the line? How are they reacting? The people that said it was okay for the guy. And what I observed, here's what I observed, and this is maybe where you can help out. I observed a number of different things. First of all, I observed some of the people that allowed this gentleman to step in front of them. They got angry. I observed that. I also observed some of the people that allowed the gentleman to step in front of them. They just simply said, look, just check the guy out and get rid of him. That, right? So people had they were at different places with it. Then what happened was I observed the woman who said no because she was quite honestly said to him, I am on a very tight schedule myself and I really need to get through this. And then I observed what the checkout person did. So the checkout person took him through. And so this is a very interesting scenario where everybody was affected by boundaries that were clearly crossed and made a conscious decision of how to handle it. So took the guy, went through, then he had to deal with the woman. And, you know, it was interesting to hear what he said. He said, you know what? I didn't want to deal with that guy. I just want to get him through. It took all of 2 minutes and I apologize for that. What happened is he went through the guy, she went through with her groceries, and the next six people, pretty much every one of them, talked about the whole scenario. I was waiting in line, so I was like way at the end so I could see all this. Talked about this for at least 5 minutes. Everybody that got up to this guy that was still talking, I was checking out, putting my groceries in the back. People were still talking to the checkout guy. You know, the guy at the register about what happened. And I thought, wow, then what do we do in life with invasions like that, Dr. Friedman?
Well, I mean, this is obviously, you know, a hot topic because when you witness something like this and actually, you know, so many different conflicting emotions and thoughts and opinions are coming up. I mean, it is not something that obviously people can just ignore or overlook. It is something, you know, this guy basically did something really little. This is not really a big deal on the big scheme of things, but he represented something that I think happens all the time for most people, and that's what he was basically triggering. You know, he's not the problem. He just is someone who is obnoxious and apparently doesn't take no for an answer. But he's not the one that actually makes the worst boundary break-ins. That's usually something that we experience with the people that we are dealing with day by day. You know, our relationships, the colleagues, the boss, whatever. These things are the ones that we really need to think about. What are we going to do? It's easy to say no to a stranger, but are we really willing to actually speak our mind to someone that we are afraid of what they're going to think about us? Fear of losing job, friendship, good standing with the in-laws. Are we really willing to show where our limits are, or is the fear holding us back?
Yeah.
And I think that's what people have been feeling. You know, it's great then to let all the suppressed anger and frustration at all the times of where we got our boundaries broken into out on that guy who basically just did something very obviously wrong. But it is, you know, something more important to look at how can we actually change this. And I want to, you know, make also some important point about boundaries. They are not walls. They don't have to be rigid. You know, just because we're deciding, oh, now I'm going to have boundaries, that doesn't mean that you have to, you know, create the Chinese wall around you. It's simply something where you have to know there are moments when it's appropriate to actually say something and stand up for yourself and maybe even risk a little confrontation. And then a very effective boundary can also simply walking away and simply saying, you know what, I will not waste any energy or any time or any of my emotional substance on you. So boundaries can look also in that way much more passive, but the gist of boundaries, this is why boundaries start from within, is about you caring about yourself. You know, when we are talking, you know, like the people in the checkout stand talking about this guy, didn't we give him way too much power and way too much attention and way too much energy?
Oh, yeah.
Would it have been much more easy just to say, okay, it's great that we still have a decency that, you know, at least 90% of the people here wouldn't do what he has been doing.
Right.
That gives hope. There we can say, well, human mankind is still basically good. But, you know, we don't have to then continue to wonder and think about someone who did something wrong because that gives it too much attention.
Well, it was fascinating because it really reminded me of what happens in our lives every day. You know, for those people listening to the show, I mean, part of this is looking out and becoming aware of places in our lives where we have given too much away. And, you know, I think, Dr. Friedman, every one of us has a certain limit. And I can recall for myself back in 1990 or 91, you know, when I had a really, really what I thought important job in a phone company. And I had to make a decision of conscious choice. You know, I was supposed to implement a downsizing program. And I was all for it at first because it was the first of its kind in corporate America, really. And I was all for it because they were going to let people with retirement early retire, give them bonuses, severance pay. And then all of a sudden something changed. And, you know, my boss asked me to fire a woman with 29 years, 11 months of service. She was 1 month, Dr. Schaub, 1 month away from a 30-year pension. And there was no extension, nothing like that was going to happen. And here I was, the person to do this. I was, by the way, 6 months away from my own pension. And so something, I couldn't do it. Now, everybody around me told me that I was crazy. And everyone said to me, you've just got to figure out a way to get past this. Don't rock the boat. But there are some things in life that I think we just can't turn an eye to, a blind eye to. So I would love, we're going to skip the next break if we could. I would love for you to talk about this, how we can set these healthy boundaries, if you don't mind.
You know, the boundary that you were setting is certainly a boundary where you were protecting your values and where you really felt there is a moral basis inside of me, a foundation that I can just not ignore for the sake of me keeping my job. And I think that's something very honorable. And, you know, in some ways, in German, it's called Zivilcourage. It's like civil courage, which means that you're willing to actually stand up for someone else because you believe that's the right thing to do. So in some ways, you know, although I'm not sure that you actually helped this woman, but you actually were at least feeling right and good about your values by saying no to whatever was asked for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really important one because this is in, you know, my experience with, you know, so many people that have been dealing with anxiety and insecurity and depression, this chipping away at our values, this letting more and more our, you know, internal boundaries crack open because the demands from the outside becoming harder and harder and more, that's really something that we have to be very aware of, because what we are losing is really eventually a sense of self. You know, people that, you know, say, well, I would love to spend time with my family because family is important to me, but my boss demands me to come every other weekend and, you know, spend it at the firm or spend it in the company. Or, you know, you feel just that, you know, you want to actually be there for your mother that is ailing, but somehow you're you know, maybe your wife doesn't like her. And so you're the one who says, oh, well, you know, unfortunately, I can only see her once a month. Although internally, your heart is bleeding.
Yeah.
So there is something about these internal boundaries that are really important to be observant of. And that's one of those things where after you probably set this boundary, you felt good about yourself. And that's what happens when you do set boundaries. There's always a part of you that said, no, you shouldn't. Well, this was stupid. Well, this puts you now into a bad position, or what are other people are thinking? So there is a little inner protector that feels actually that boundary setting is not really safe. That's just, for most people, that's a part of the equation when it comes to boundary setting. That's also why so many people have trouble with, because they'd rather please others, they'd rather overgive, or they'd rather just shut up and put up than actually having a sense of being self, being visible, being heard, being seen. So the inner protector says, no, please, or be invisible, shut up, but don't really show, you know, that you'd actually have a sense of self.
Mm.
But once you are working through this, and once you're building a greater sense of understanding of yourself, believe in yourself, compassion for yourself, and then ultimately confidence in yourself, boundaries come very natural, because you know every time you're setting a boundary, you actually build a stronger foundation of self. And, you know, the magical thing that happens, you know, I work with people that come from not very happy and very healthy relationships. Often they say, you know what, once I'm going to get the strength, I'm out of here. I don't want to stay in this marriage. I don't want to stay in this relationship. But then what happens is that they actually learn from within creating boundaries. They learn to say no. They learn to walk away, or actually saying clearly, this is not working for me and this is how I want it. And guess what? The relationship are shifting completely. Somehow the boundary setting makes people actually see you more clearly, respect you more, trust you more. And in so many ways, it is often a win-win situation when we are defining ourselves more clearly with boundaries, because people know then who we are and we don't disappear in front of their eyes.
Well, I have to tell you that for me, it was so uncharacteristic of my past. Because I was one of these people that, you know, achieved a very, very high level in a corporation from coming from the mailroom. And so, you know, I'm not sure in that moment what happened to me. What, you know, what was it in that moment? And, you know, we were able to help this woman transfer and save her pension. But like we know, whenever you refuse to do something at an executive corporate level, you got to go. And, you know, it was my path to leave. Even though I was 6 months away, I could have taken a downgrade. I could have done a lot of things. To this day, I still don't know what came over me in that moment that day. But isn't that where we are in life? You know, isn't it for the people that are listening, you know, that are watching, you know, the bullying that's going on in the workplace, the fear, the threats that are going on? I mean, I hear these stories. I mean, we don't have to know when enough is enough, but it's important to get to the place where enough is enough, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't think that you have to actually wait until you know, you feel pushed to the brink.
Yeah.
I mean, this is where, you know, unfortunately, then when we wait and wait and wait, and all this, you know, anxiety builds, and then it turns into anger and frustration and resentment. And all of a sudden we're saying, okay, now I'm setting a boundary. And then from being completely voiceless and quiet, we're starting to scream and yell. And and then all of a sudden people, what's the matter with you? Are you, do you have a problem? You know, then people cannot hear us because it's not really something appropriate for whatever situation that was. I mean, that happened to me with my first roommate. Never had a roommate before in college. I had a roommate. She always, after I cleaned for the weekend, she came back from the weekend and she had to cook spaghetti bolognese. And all the red dots were all over the kitchen, in my clean kitchen that I just had worked all Saturday on. I didn't say something for months and months and months. And then one day I exploded. But she didn't get it, of course, because all the times I never said anything. If I actually would have just told her, the first or second time, hey, can you clean up after yourself? Look how nice it was when you came. Then it would be much more understandable. So there is something about also realizing there is no better time than now to be aware of your boundaries, to realize what actually are your appropriate boundaries, and then to reinforce them. And again, it doesn't have to be with harshness. It doesn't have to be black and white, you know, the wall. It can actually be something where you also negotiate, especially when it's someone that you know doesn't want to harm you or doesn't want to disrespect you, but maybe they just don't know any better. Maybe they just have such a lack inside that they feel like, well, I can't ask you because you are such a kind person, and because you are such a kind person, you are just giving and giving and giving until you just had nothing to give anymore. And maybe just this, you know, misunderstanding of you not being an endless source can be clarified with kindness. It doesn't have to be always ending up in some kind of a rift between the relationships when you can, when you create a boundary. You can actually create a boundary and make the relationship better rather than worse.
Well, and that really is sort of the takeaway for today. You know, creating these healthy boundaries from within is really getting in tune to some of the things that, you know, we feel we're giving up. Because once we feel we're giving it up, we're entering into victim mode right there, right?
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, we are also seeing that more and more people as the perpetrators. And often, you know, the people that do break boundaries, they actually come from the same insecurity, the same fear that we come from when we let boundaries be broken. They are just more on the controlling end, and they feel like, well, I just have to try to get what I need. I try to push others to give it to me because otherwise I can't really have it. But anybody who knows really deep inside what's going on in a controlling person, you know that they're deeply scared.
Yeah.
And those are the people that most often demand our boundaries to be broken.
Yeah. I mean, this is a powerful, powerful conversation today because it's so prevalent in our society right now. I mean, we've almost, I think I shared with this with you once before. I read an article from the APA, American Psychological Association, where they were going to change the category of narcissism. And what they said was there are so many people that are narcissistic, it's actually become the normal. Well, of course, that's not going to happen because it was just, it was an article that was making a point. But that's really part of it. When we see everyone around us having their boundaries violated, we have to find the courage, don't we, to stand up for ourselves, even in the face of not being the norm.
And it's not just the courage. It's really the confidence. It's the self-belief.
Yeah.
It's the care for oneself. You know, one of the things that helped me to really understand why I need boundaries was when I realized that deep inside of every one of us, especially those that grow up in maybe not the most peaceful and harmonic relationships or, you know, childhood settings, that there is a part inside of us that's like a child that still needs to have some sort of protection.
Mm-hmm.
And that inner child usually has no idea of boundaries. It feels completely either, you know, powerless and just lets things happen, or it feels like, well, my job is actually to have no boundaries and just fulfill other people's needs. And when you know that there is a part of you like that inside of you, and you can actually even visualize this part, I mean, you have a desire to protect this part of you with healthy boundaries, because then you really have boundaries that come from a sense of self-love and not from a sense of, well, here, out is the enemy, and I have to build some kind of a frontier to make sure that I'm safe. Because that only increases the anxiety and the distrust in others.
Wow. Dr. Schaub, thank you so much for today, for today's show. One more time, please give out your website and let folks know how they can get this amazing gift you provided for them.
The website is thefearandanxietysolution.com. And if you are interested in learning more about the personal breakthrough sessions that I'm offering all over the world through Skype or the phone, you can just email at info@thefearandanxietysolution.com. And you can also email and let me know if you would like to have a free guided meditation that helps you to set more clear energetic boundaries, which is especially good for people that just feel that their energetic boundaries, their electromagnetic field is a little bit porous.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. And for those of you out there, if you have missed any part of this, you can definitely go to transformationtalkradio.com, thedrpatshow.com, and you can also go to thefearandanxietysolution.com or Cellular Wisdom. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Friedman.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. What a great show. A lot of information. This is really what the call to action is about. Ask yourself the question, what boundaries will I set today? How will I stand up and have the confidence to live the life I want with healthy boundaries? We'll see you next time.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.